Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 54. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Effenorvis.
Today is the last day of May, and
Is it May Day?
No, May. No, that was May 1st. First day of May. And as is tradition on the 31st of May, we always like to start a little late. So here we are, shortly after 8. So yeah, we've never had a show on the last day of May.
I know.
Before, do you get it?
Good one. We're starting a tradition.
Normally, we always try to shoot for approximately 8, but due to some technical difficulties, we're running a little bit late today.
But if you're listening live, we sound better. Better than last week and the week before. So, tough cookies.
It's a win for you. And if you're not listening live, well then, it doesn't matter what time we started, does it?
It probably doesn't.
Think about that.
Mind blown.
So anyway, as I said, May 31st, bleedgeek.com is our website. You can check out everything there. Otherwise, you can find our podcast on iTunes as well. It is Thursday. And yeah, that's that, I guess.
Is it Thursday?
Today, it's still for a little while until we run out of time, right?
I'm so ready for Friday. I'm ready for Friday night.
Aren't we all?
Saturday it's like morning. These short weeks sometimes feel worse than a normal week.
It does. It's been a crazy week. It's like, I agree.
And it's like, maybe it's just because everybody's trying to cram a bunch of crap together. Well, like with our work, we had production on hold over the weekend, so like no changes could go through since it was a holiday. And all this week it's been like, I need this done right away. Roar! And it's like, okay. I can't say no to you because...
You could.
Nah, it probably wouldn't be good, though.
But you have a choice. You always have a choice.
I don't have a choice, Mike.
You always have a choice. You just choose not to make the other choice.
You got me.
Are you typing right now?
No. I'm kicked out of... I can't get back into chat.
So anyway, moving on. So there's some news. Not a huge week. Probably because of the holiday. Also shortened.
Everybody's hanging out. It's kind of the kickoff to summer.
In case you're not in America, it was Memorial Day here on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
For any internationals that may be out there.
Honor the vets.
Right. It's not just another day off.
Right. Good one.
You just want to get into it? We're getting into it? We're going right into it? So end of last week, Friday after our show, because our show's Thursday, so there's always a little bit of news usually left over on Fridays that comes about. There was a little buzz going around that Facebook was possibly buying Opera. Did you hear anything about that?
I did. I just caught the article, there was many articles, but I didn't catch like did they say what the plans were?
No, I feel like it's a very loose rumor. Like normally there's like... A lot of rumors you see, they typically have, like, they'll cite their sources. But I didn't even see any real sources for this. Like, it just appeared and kind of died down, really, after Friday. Like, no one's really brought it up again. It would kind of make sense because there had been talk before about Facebook making a browser. And honestly, I think it's a good idea for them. I think it would be a little weird to be using a Facebook browser. But to a lot of people, Facebook is the internet at this point. I mean...
Wake up, people. Wake the F up.
I mean, you see all these news articles now in your feeds, right? And all these, you know, games being played that have always been there. The pictures, the connections. It's all happening, man. But apparently it's a pretty hard to actually build a browser, so they think that that's part of the reason they'd be buying Opera. And the other reason is because they know that they need to go mobile, and since Opera is a pretty strong contender in the mobile browser market, that... They'd already have a solid foot in there since...
Yeah, it needs... I mean, we had talked about it. Did we talk about it last week?
What?
Where were we talking about browsers?
I think... we talked about it last week because Chrome took over.
Because we were talking about... Were we just talking on our own when we were talking about browsers on phones?
No, I don't know. We might have talked about it last week.
All right. Yeah, I think... I mean, because the Opera browser for phones is really good.
Maybe we did have that discussion on our own.
But I feel like it was on our own, but
no, I think
neither
it was
here nor
on
there.
Podcast.
Whatever.
We digress.
We do what we want here.
But yeah, so Right. So, but it all kind of seemed to have gone away after Friday. I never really heard anything about it again. So we'll see what comes about of it, if anything. Also Friday, Nick Bolton of the New York Times had sources that...
Is he related to Michael?
No, I think it's actually... His is spelled different.
E-N?
I think it's actually Bolton. B-I-L.
Oh.
I don't know.
He's French.
How do you say that?
He's probably French then.
Sure.
We'll say he's French.
He's a pretty... A pretty good source for tech news. Like, pretty reliable with his rumors. But last year, I think it was TechCrunch, and the year before that, I think All Things D also heard rumors of them building their own phone. But it still does make sense. I don't necessarily think it would do that well, but we had this actually in a pretty in-depth discussion probably about 6 months ago when I think TechCrunch kind of round up the story that even if they took a small percent of their users and got them on a phone, I think it would be, you know, that's a pretty large number of people in general. So
mm-hmm.
anything could happen.
True.
We'll have to wait and see. And they are slowly releasing. I mean, if they bought a browser, obviously if they bought Opera, they would have their browser. They just released their photo app, which I don't remember. Did we talk about that last week? I think we did.
Yes, we did.
And they already have messages. So they have a messenger. And they have, I mean, obviously contacts. Your contacts are your Facebook friends.
Yep. It's kind of going back to what... like from watching Dignation, kind of like what Alex had talked about, you know? And it was in like older ones where everybody assumes that everybody has a Facebook now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the downside that I see to it.
If you meet someone and they don't have a Facebook, then you think you're like, no, but really. You have Facebook, right? Depending on the person.
Yes, yeah. You know, yes and no. Because I know like...
Older people, but...
Like, I know a few people from Raptor Source that, like, they've got fake names on there. Just, I mean, completely made up. And then they just add whoever they want. So that way nobody else can find them. And then there's multiple people who just straight up don't have one at all. Even people my age. And it's like... So, I mean, so it's weird, I guess, because I feel like, I mean, the era now is, I mean, if you don't have a Facebook... Like, I mean, I feel like we're kind of that gray area of a...
Generation
where it could go either way, because Facebook was kind of
right. No, I understand.
You know, kind of at the beginning of, you know, our college era, and then so it was anybody that was past that, they're like, oh, internet and putting my stuff. I mean, it took my mom forever because she didn't want her info out on the internet.
I think with older people, my uncle's kind of the same way. Like, he thinks you put any info on the internet and somehow they're stealing your entire identity.
It's true.
No matter where you're putting it on the internet, like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, but there's those websites that kind of compile all the stuff. Because, like, if your Facebook profile's open, they go, oh, Mike's brother is this and Mike's uncle is this. And then they put these things together to say, you know, to kind of tie everything back. And it's all because it's all public information.
I understand.
So, right. I mean, I see both sides, but... At that point, it's like, well, that's why there are multiple articles out there that tell you how to keep all your information to yourself.
Right.
I feel like we're really digressing a lot right now. But
no, that's fine.
But there's a website that I have a link to on my desktop, and it's how to get yourself removed from, like, all of those sites, and it gives you, like, detailed information, and I've been working through it because there's a couple sites where I don't know how they got some information on me, because I try to be really careful about how I put stuff out there. You know, my email address I don't care about, but address, birthday, that kind of stuff, that's what I have an issue with.
Right.
So
no, and I think we were talking about it maybe after the show last week about how in retro, like, Facebook is sort of killing, like, class reunions. Like, I think, like, mm-hmm. I think that you can see what everyone's doing, so there's really no need to catch up. because everybody's still connected all the time.
Right.
And I think the generation, like the high school generation now, the people that are graduating now and in college now, I think they're going to really see the full effect. Or even younger kids right now, like late or middle teens, I think they're really going to be like, we're going to see the real, they're going to see their, like the timeline is built now, but there's people that you're really going to be able to follow.
Yep.
I mean, just the amount of sharing they're doing and things like that. I think that it's just going to keep building. And I mean, it's funny because earlier today I was looking at an old, what's that cartoon where it's just the four letters KDXC. KDXC. I saw an old cartoon and it was like, if a map was drawn of the internet, and it was like social networks based on space. And so like the large chunk of it was MySpace, but it was funny because it was before Facebook just had a tiny little, but now I think, you know, you'd see this tiny, this little islands of like, you know, they had like the sea of memes and like things, yep, like this. Like it was funny to see, but obviously it was old because of just the size of, and Friendster was still on there and a few, yeah, other random things that aren't used anymore. But I mean, so something could come and dethrone Facebook. I mean, there's all this talk now because their IPO is going crazy, although they went up today.
Are they above 40 again?
No, they dropped way below 30 yesterday. But they're ended at like 29.55 today.
Does that make you laugh? Up
5% from yesterday. It doesn't really matter to me.
Does it make you laugh a little bit?
I thought it was funny when they're like, oh, last week Mark Zuckerberg lost $4 billion.
That's pretty serious.
Like, that's a lot of money.
That's scary, that, you know, and it's because investors are getting out.
But you look at what point Apple was, you know.
Not the same, though.
$5 a share, and now look at...
not even close, though, because Apple was a small company.
But when they almost went, right when Steve went back, though, like, they bottomed out, like, they were...
Right.
In, like, but, 94, 95.
But they didn't... Facebook had a market, right, and then they opened it up and they've gone down. It's not like Apple opened it up and they crashed. It's not like Apple was huge and had like market shares in the 90s. They opened it up and they were still...
No, they went up and then they dropped back down. I mean, it was a slow climb and a slow decline.
You know what I mean, though?
Right. It's like, no, yeah, no, Facebook opened and just has floundered since.
So, I don't know. Anyways... Oh, Facebook.
But yeah, there's a... I mean, it'll be interesting to see even in 2 years, I think, where they're at. Facebook and just social networking in general. I think it'll be interesting to see in 2 years what we're talking about.
I hope something else comes in.
Besides
Facebook. I think like Facebook... Path. Facebook is good, but it's such an ugly system now, you know?
It's becoming MySpace.
Right. I mean, minus the glitter.
Right. But it's becoming so... The feed is becoming so clustered, right, with,
and then,
various things.
I mean, like, one of the things that everybody said is, like, once it goes public, the big thing is going to be ads. And so, I don't know.
And they,
that's my thing.
Yeah. And they're saying... Yeah. I don't know. I said last week, it's weird to people, like, the ads don't even exist when I look at Facebook. And really... If you think about, like, the mobile version of it, where are the ads there? That's, like, 50%. I think that it's over 50% now if people are looking at it, the mobile version. That's where I check it 9 times out of 10. Well, especially now that I have to use my iPad. It's probably even more than that.
See me? I still probably check. I don't have time to check it, I guess, like, while I'm at work and stuff. So
when I'm at home now, like, I use my iPad, and it's the same, like, I use that instead of...
But how often... What would you say the percentage is that you use your iPad versus your laptop at home?
Like if I'm just browsing the internet, it's
doing day-to-day business. Like say in a week's period, what is your percentage usage of a laptop versus iPad?
75% iPad.
See, that's just it.
Right.
So like me, I don't even have a laptop, really. So, I mean, everything I do basically is all
browser-based. That.
So,
but I'm just saying, is like a lot of people are getting to that point now where some people, their phone is their only internet source, and
that's crazy.
It is crazy, but you know, you can see like even people that use it as a hotspot now for laptop, like, and don't have home internet. But I think they're going to have to start. I mean, they talked about putting ads in timelines and stuff, but I haven't really seen that come to fruition yet.
No. I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, I think I've only seen, like, there's only a couple spots that I've seen ads where I was like, really?
Although those trending articles are getting pretty annoying.
Yeah. And now, did you see that you can pay to have, to promote
right.
links/articles, like, on all of your friends' feeds?
Yeah.
And it's like, damn kids.
Who knows?
But
yeah, but that's Facebook for you, I guess. We'll see. But I really am interested to see, like, in 2 years if they've adapted to the mobile environment or if something like Path, not necessarily Path, but I think they could be a strong competitor in some cases, or even just Twitter.
There's not, the only thing, Path has a good system.
But nobody uses it.
But nobody, I'm the only one that uses it anymore.
Right.
And it's like, whatever, I'm going to keep on using it just because it's so easy now, you know, with the new phone and everything, but.
I like Path a lot, but I don't share on Facebook. I don't share on, like, that's just
you don't share
problem,
anywhere.
You just don't.
You just creep on people.
Right. So my
See,
issue
and that's the
is...
problem, because that's the problem, though. I think a lot of people that, I mean, I have tons of friends on Facebook that don't post anything ever. They're just they're consuming. So.
Just taking it in, man.
That's the problem. Like, if you want a system to work, you can't just sit back. You know what I mean? Otherwise, nobody's going to, like, Path, I'm going to reach a point where it's like, seriously, this is stupid. Why should I update it if I can't see anybody else with, like, what they're doing?
At least on Path, you can see who's creeping on you.
Right, but pretty much it's going to be anybody that opens up Path at this point.
Right, because they can see all your stuff.
Right.
I get it. Anyway.
So, that's my rant.
But I still think it'll be interesting in 2 years.
But it's going to be interesting in a year.
I think it'll be mostly mobile, but... We'll see. So Google, they're updating some stuff, huh? Some Chrome OS.
What else did they update?
They released their Chromebox, which is kind of like a Apple Mac Mini.
Yeah, I mean it's there's gonna be some people that'll buy it, but it's like you're kind of late to the game.
I think it said that their aim is basically like enterprise and educational, but I think educational
as thin clients, basically.
I think Apple's got a pretty good hold on the education market, and I think Microsoft's got a pretty good hold on the enterprise market still. People are kind of afraid to leave what they know. So I don't know. But they updated their laptops as well and released another Samsung one. I think Samsung is the one that released the Chromebox too, right?
Yes.
I believe the Chromebox is $350 without a monitor. It's just a box.
I didn't see the price.
It's the exact same size as the Mac Mini.
They're tiny too, which is nice. I mean, not tiny, but smaller.
But small, right? They're literally a little box.
It's probably about the same size as the Roku from what the pictures look like.
They said the length and... The sides are exactly the same as the Mac Mini. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I don't know how big the Mac Mini is.
Right.
So.
I just think it's funny that it's like the same shape and size. You know.
It's going to be patent trolls all over that one, huh?
Right. But yeah, they also updated their and supposedly offline support for docs is coming this month, next month, June, sometime, middle of June, I think. I saw a date.
That'd be cool. I don't know. You want to know my frustration with Google right now?
What's your frustration with Google right now?
So, I've been working on incorporating all of my email, my outside of Google email addresses, into one account. So, I just have to check one email, and I have all of my email there from outside.
Right.
So, you can type Hotmail, Yahoo,
right.
Blah, 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 blah. I've got 3 Gmail addresses. So, my frustration is from my email... I can opt to send mail from one of my other email addresses. So if I wanted to send one from my Hotmail address, I click on the little drop-down button, say, send from here, and it goes through fine. And when you send it to somebody, it looks like exactly like it would have come from my Hotmail address. But if you tie in a Gmail address into it, and you say, so I have my Crandall's Fury and my Randy Orvis, say, and I'm logged into my Crandall's Fury because that's my hub, If I want to send from my Randy Orvis, I select that. It comes up like in the main header of the email, like when you're just looking at your email, it says, oh, from Randy Orvis. But when you go into it, it says, Randy Orvis sent by Crandall's Fury. That pisses me off. And there's, and it's, and people have complained about it. I was reading a bunch of blogs.
That's weird.
And it's like, it's such a stupid thing. It's like, I want to just be able to send from that. That's all I want to do. But they won't let me. They're going to make me sign in.
Isn't there...
Bastards.
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Nope. That's my little... That's my...
You could sign into multiple accounts, but that still wouldn't help you because you still have to be signed in twice.
Yep.
Yeah, that's weird. You'd think if they could do it with third-party clients, they'd be at least be able to do it with themselves.
Right. And I think maybe it's... I have no idea. Yeah, so that was my little
in other Google news, Kevin Rose has semi-left Google. Was he officially a Google Plus product person, or was he just a Google product?
He was just a Google product person.
But now he's joining Google Ventures as a venture capitalist, which seems to be the proper fit for him to begin with, personally, I think. But... I wonder if the rest of his team then is staying with Google Plus, I would assume, or Google. I mean, they never really said what exactly they're doing.
Right.
The ones that went with, but that's an interesting little move. Not that he's really done anything, not that we've known about at Google anyway. Right? And you're pissed about it?
I've never heard anything. It? I'm over it now.
He's over it. There's been a ton of Apple rumors, and I think it'll just get worse next week. What's the date today? Is it 31st? So next week will be the 7th, right?
Yes.
So it'll be the Thursday before WWDC starts, because WWDC starts that Monday.
That is correct.
So the rumors will be even larger at that point, I think. But there's been a lot of rumor and speculation about what's coming. A lot of it dealing with iOS 6. There's been, I don't know if we ever talked about it. I'm pretty sure we did, but it was rumored that Apple is leaving Google Maps and making their own maps.
I've heard that rumor many a time.
And supposedly there's some screenshots leaked of this 3D map image. Excuse me. That's been floating around. It looks, I don't know. It looks like a map image.
Do you think people will switch to it?
To the Apple map?
Yeah.
Like, it'll be on their phones, I don't think.
Right, but you can get, I would assume you could download Google Maps in the App Store.
Well, right now you don't have to, because it's just, so I wonder if it would become available.
It just seems...
Because now it's just maps, and it's Google Maps.
Right. It just seems silly to me.
I think it's because...
I get it. Because they're paying royalty, because once you have over 25,000 views,
ever
you have to
since
pay.
They started there,
right? But it's all—it still seems. I don't know. People use Google Maps because their system is awesome. Like honestly, there's not a better one out there. I don't think that's free to a consumer. Because of, I mean, the street view alone is awesome. And I never thought I would ever use it, because I'm like, why do I need that when it shows me on the map? But being able to see, like, oh, it's in between this building and this building, or, like, right on the corner of this street, and you can see what it looks like, it's awesome.
It is. I know there was an article I read a little while ago when the rumors first started swirling about Apple leaving the Google Maps system. Was that because OpenStreetMap is what people kind of thought they were going to at first, but now it's kind of become obvious that they're using their own. But the thing is that the more people use and rate, the more people like with Foursquare. That was the first major company that uses it a lot that left. They went to OpenStreetMaps, which is, I believe, the Bing-powered map system. Well, instead of getting that feedback and data from the users, they're losing that. And if slowly all their bigger clients leave, then they have less... integrated data that they're taking, and so it becomes less robust, and slowly the tides start to shift toward OpenStreetMaps, I believe. Is that what the name of it is?
OpenStreetMap. Yes, OpenStreet.
I mean, the article made sense, but I agree that most people, like, it's funny to think, remember when we used to use MapQuest? Like, I mean, people still use that, and that just, like, I would never even think to open that. Like,
I laugh at people that use it.
Like, you know what I mean, though? It's like,
I literally, like, two or three weeks ago, made fun of somebody because they said MapQuest. And I'm like, seriously? Who honestly uses that?
Well, it makes sense, because, I mean, you go to Google to search for something. No, I mean to use Google.
Oh, gotcha.
You go to Google, you search, and it's just right there. It comes up with the map. You click on the map, you're in it. But with, like, to go to MapQuest is just, like you said, like, that's just, like
it's just all sorts
of silly.
It never
even comes to my mind anymore. And to think, like, that used to be the main way people used maps, or, you know, in the digital era. I mean, obviously, they had road atlases before that, which is also crazy, but... Or those tiny little, you remember, you know, those little city atlases where it's like these grids and it's like every page you go to and then it's like this continues on page and it's like a 200 page book and you go.
There's still something to be said about having a atlas, though.
But it's just so funny how small those grids are and you're like flipping back and forth. Oh, we got to go up. We
got
to go.
I've got a bigger one. It's like.
I know what you mean.
You know, I don't know. It's I enjoy having a GPS on my phone and stuff because it's easy, but. With everything being technology now, I feel like it makes people more dumb.
Yeah, I try not to use my GPS if I can help it.
And, like, I don't know, there's something to be said about being able to read a map, I guess.
Right.
So, I've got...
No, I agree. I mean...
I know, I'm just saying. Just saying, man.
Yeah. I like... Maps, it's nice, though, to be able to just, like, I like to sit at work, and, like, I'm like, oh, I wonder where that is, and I just, like... Or that address, I'm like, what's that by? And I'll just look it up. That and giving people directions that way is a lot easier. But anyway, we've gone back into Google, apparently. But so Apple is supposedly launching its new system. And we will see probably what it looks like at WWDC. There's a video floating around today, and there's some screenshots. I don't know if it was the end of last week or beginning of this week of new... front and back casings for the, or it was just the back casings for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And today there's actually a video of someone putting it on a current iPhone, and it looked to be about a little bit bigger than a 4-inch screen is what it turned out to be. It's like 4.055 or something.
Is that what it is?
4.2 maybe, I don't know, but it did look pretty big. The weird thing to me was the two-tone colors on the back. Like, that doesn't seem very Apple-y, if that makes sense. But who knows what they're doing? They do, probably.
I don't think they do.
But it seems to be. And then there's some other mock-ups that showed that they might be switching to mini USB instead of the 30-pin dock connector, which would make sense.
It's about damn time.
Really,
honestly.
It's crazy.
Plus, I mean, I get it, I guess, because they're trying. I mean, they were trying to keep it sort of uniform. But I'm sure they've heard it from more than one person where it's like literally every other phone out there is mini USB.
Right.
So why wouldn't you just, I don't know.
Well, and the other thing that really makes a lot of sense about it is how much more space this takes up.
But I guess also,
as opposed to,
Apple's never been one for doing things the same way as anybody else.
Right.
So, you know, just look at the fact that they wanted to create their own SIM cards.
Well, they wanted to work with Nokia.
No,
as
they
long
didn't.
As they did it their way.
Yeah, exactly. they were willing to let Nokia use them, but it was all on their terms.
Right.
It's like, that. Yeah, I don't know.
And in the mock-ups also, they had the headphone jack moved to the bottom. But that
is that
really,
weird?
Yeah, kind of. Yes and no. No, because that's where it is. Is it still? Or it was? Maybe it still is on an iPod Touch. But on the iPhone, that's where the speakers are, because on an iPod Touch, they don't have external speakers because they don't have a ringer. They don't have speakerphone. I mean, those are the things.
They don't have a speaker?
On the iPod Touches?
Yeah.
Nope.
That seems crazy, because on the Nanos, they have speakers.
Exterior ones? I mean, they have headphone jacks, but no.
Like,
obviously.
You don't need anything plugged in and you can hear the music.
Really?
Yeah. And those are like, what's a Nano? It's like this big and that thin.
Yeah.
So it seems crazy that they wouldn't have it on the Touch.
Maybe to help discourage them from being used as a phone? I don't know. They do. Maybe they do now, but I know the older ones didn't. Because now they do, because they have mics, I think. But you can use the...
Does their mic sound nice?
Yeah, but you can use the... the thing kind of like you have now where it has a, well, except for it's in one. The headphones that come with them all have the speaker on the thing, and you can hook that right into the jack.
Is there... So. Do they have, like, a thing where you can change the song, too? Like, if you have it plugged in, there's, like, a little...
Yeah, there's a volume. There's volume on there, and then there's a play-pause button. And it's also a microphone. So you can use it, like, as a wireless... Or not a wireless, because obviously it's a wire, but...
Right. I get you.
As a hands-free headset.
I get you.
And also, Cricket announced today that...
Rickety Cricket?
Yeah, Rickety Cricket.
Nice.
You may know him from Philadelphia. Running the streets. But Cricket apparently is a cell phone carrier. They're going to have the first company to have prepaid iPhone plans, essentially.
I did see this.
They're selling the hardware for a little more. I saw it was like $400 or $500, I think, to buy the phone from them. But then they do have pretty solidly based plans. It's like $55 for unlimited everything, which seems pretty good, actually. I don't know what region that's native to, because obviously it's a more regional carrier. But I don't know.
Yeah,
me either. But it seemed weird. And then there was a crazy article I saw today about is the iPhone not cool, status of cool anymore because now it's on so many carriers, as if before when it was only on AT&T.
Like all sorts of elite.
Right. I'm like, really? As if they don't already have a bad enough, like, you know, people with iPhones don't get stereotyped enough already.
Right.
Then you're going to write that article.
I don't think they get stereotyped at all.
No, you don't?
Mm-mm.
Not by you?
Nope.
Not by your statements such as, damn apples, or take that apples?
That does not sound like me at all.
No, not at all.
Nope.
All Things D had their, they call it just their, what's it called, the conference? Just D? All Things D? I know, I think it's just called D and the number, so this one's D10. Right? You know?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think. I guess I could look it up, but...
I know all the images are always just say DX because it's 10. So apparently it's a big deal for them because they're 10 now.
DX. Suck it.
But for their opening interview...
It's a little throwback there.
DX. I get it. Road Dogg.
Yeah.
Right.
Mike knows what I'm talking about.
So their opening interview, they had Tim Cook up there. And he talked for quite a while. The funny thing is, it's like how many questions he just legitimately just said, I can't answer that to. About like when they directly ask him, like, are you guys working on a TV? Like stuff like that. It's funny to me. Did you catch any of the stuff from it at all?
Honestly, or? Not one bit.
So they talked to him for about an hour and a half, and then he also took questions from the crowd, which was all journalists, obviously. He, you know, went on about how Steve taught him a lot of things and his plan, like their plans to go forward without Steve. They asked him about the TV, kind of played around, looped around the subject, basically said, you know, it's a good device, our current Apple TV. But we're still pulling the strings at it because we want to, you know, pulling away at the strings, I believe was the words he used, which seemed kind of weird, but basically saying that they're obviously still working at it. And just a lot of other things. It's funny because I believe it was Joanna Stern asked him about Ping specifically and if they were going to kill it off.
What'd he say?
We can't discuss that. No, he said it's a strong possibility, but there's still some people that find usefulness in it. He said, obviously...
What a crock.
He said, obviously the consumer let us know that that wasn't the right answer.
I wish...
So, I mean, he openly admitted that...
What they need to do, honestly, is take it out of iTunes, and they need to just, like, revisit iTunes completely.
Well, and there's just, been...
Like, tons seriously, of rumor take the paper, well. Crumble it up, and go, hua, over the head, bank shot, into the garbage can... And build a new system.
Right. Or just like, build a new system and...
Throw it away.
Yeah. I mean, the name doesn't even make sense anymore, right? Because it's like a media hub, not just music anymore.
iMedia doesn't sound cool, though.
I know. I'm just saying, though. The name doesn't make sense. I didn't throw out iMedia. He also...
Call it iRobot.
He was also asked about Facebook And he said to stay tuned was what he said. Like, if there's going to be deeper integration, basically, with Facebook. Hmm. Stay tuned. He said they were doubling down on secrecy. And he said when he was asked about patents, his wording was that they were a pain in the ass, which I thought that was amusing. And he said he hopes that the only thing that they're ripped off on is if they start like trying to help with the factories, make the factories better in China and stuff. He said, I hope that's the thing that people rip us off about.
I feel like it doesn't take much.
To make things better?
Yeah. They've only got the most money in the effing world.
Yeah, but they're swimming in it.
I don't know. It's like it's like saying, oh, yeah, I mean, this. I wish we could do something about it, but my hands are tired.
They're working
on
it a little bit.
No, they're not. It's just public. They're just schmoozing, just to say, get people off their backs for a little bit.
Yeah, could be.
You heard it here first. You'd be like, oh.
I doubt it.
I'm sure it's like, go Google. They stole that shit from us.
They certainly did.
They did. Anyways.
But yeah, there's a lot more. And then they had a conference yesterday, a panel dedicated to the memory of Steve Jobs. It's the first. It's funny because apparently Steve Jobs actually appeared at 6 out of the last 9 All Things D conferences. But he's also close friends with Walt Mossberg, so that's probably why. It was the only non-Apple event he'd really ever speak at. So they kind of had a board dedicated to him. But Stephen Levy, who writes for Wired and Time and wrote the Into the Plex book about Google, he wrote yesterday that the All Things D conference turned into a giant memorial for Steve, basically, like, his ghost loomed over it, more or less, that's what it all turned out to be about, as opposed to what it was supposed to, like, they didn't intend it to be that way, but...
No, I mean, I could say bad things, but I'm not completely heartless, and so, but it was nice, because I'd read a couple things about that, and it's like, I mean, the guy deserves props. I mean, he changed the world of...
Computing?
I was going to say computing, but that seemed way too broad. But that's, I mean, really, in general. Yeah. I mean, he changed so much. So, it's, I don't know, hard to not. So.
The only, like, semi-negative thing about, well, not semi-negative, but Sean Parker, he's an advisor to Spotify, talked with the CEO of Spotify, and he proclaimed that, you know, Apple was blocking them from entering the U.S. by keeping the labels against them, but the CEO made no comment on that, mind you. He just let Sean talk, because Sean's been known to say
random
some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But they did say that they were battling piracy, not Apple. Like, they're not out to battle Apple in the music business. They're, you know, trying to help battle piracy, which is funny, because Sean Parker, Napster.
Right.
But
neither here nor there.
Yeah. There was some Microsoft news today. Do you know anything about that? Any releases they may have done today? They released their preview, the next...
Honestly, this whole week I haven't really...
And he's lived his life in an alcoholic haze.
I'm not an alcoholic haze.
That was a joke. Settle down.
This is on recording. Now people are going to be like, oh, what a rager. This kid needs help.
From The Goat, you know, Adam Sandler. Lives his life in an alcoholic haze. Mm-hmm. Listen to it. No, they released today another consumer preview.
Ooh.
Or developer preview, one of the two.
Yeah, no, consumer.
Yeah. And supposedly Server 12, I believe it is, right?
Yes.
Is coming the next week, or yes. Is out.
Is coming.
Right, I believe early next week, I think, is what I saw. So if you're big into serving or run any kind of networks, really.
It's, yeah.
Enterprise-y. Or even just basic tech support, most people, I think, would be excited to see what they're... So was the last time they updated it? 08, Or was did it have more? I mean, not updated it, but like
2008
major revisions.
2008 is the last version, but R2 is the big one, and that came out 2009. I want to say 2009.
So it's obviously been a while since they've done any huge updates.
Maybe it's 2010. I mean, it's been a while.
That's 2 years ago, two and a half years ago. There was an interesting article by Paul Theriot, I think, today.
The Windows Man.
Right. That, like, people don't understand the actual drastic changes that they're really making. Like they think it'll be still very similar, but it's really not going to be, like... I don't know if that... Does that make sense? Like, everyone thinks they understand that it's changing to this metro and, like, there's going to be this fusion of the desktop and the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that they're moving and they're moving so much more. They're moving so much further than people realize, like...
Oh. It's funny watching people talk about, like, Windows 8 and going to the Metro UI and stuff. And, like, a lot of desktop users are like, oh, my God, that's so stupid. But it's, like, it's an overlay. There is a show desktop and you can... You know, I personally think, like, I'll end up getting it, honestly.
Right.
Because I think it's so much easier, I guess. I mean, having all that stuff kind of in front of you is nice. And then you have a desktop. I mean, you click one button and you have your desktop where everything's back to normal.
There's a funny tweet today from one of the guys from Lifehacker. He's like, all the people complaining about the Metro, there's like 5,000 ways to turn it off. Like,
right.
He's like, just quit crying. Like, if you just look into it, you know, there's a ton of ways to change it for how you need it. There was, I believe, a roadmap of some sort released today by Windows as well, along with it, but I didn't look that. I didn't see anything specific. If it said, like, the actual release dates or anything, but we will find out by next week and let you know.
We'll let you know.
Do you know anything about Intel?
I did read about it today. They had said that there are 120 Ultrabooks coming out with the Ivy Bridge processors.
That's pretty insane.
11 of which are available right now. I don't think available in the US, but there are laptops out already.
It's a large number.
That's insane to me. I mean it's insane, but at the same time it makes sense because every maker basically is at this time is putting out a new laptop because how many people have been waiting? They're like, "Oh, I'm not going to buy a new laptop because they're going to be putting out something new." So, they're converting all of their models.
Right.
Instantaneously,
kind of taking a step back too, with Windows. If you do buy a new laptop, they announced today that if starting June 2nd, I believe, every new laptop bought with Windows 7, you'll be able to do a $15 upgrade to
Windows 8. So I'll get that.
Right,
that's awesome.
Unless you buy it tomorrow.
If it came out tomorrow, I'd get it. Tomorrow's June. So I'm good.
No, but June 2nd.
Oh, June 2nd. Oh, I'd still get it tomorrow.
That's why I thought it was funny.
I don't really care about that much. And it would just be an upgrade version. It wouldn't be a full version, I bet.
Right.
So,
yeah, it'll help.
I want my Ultrabook.
Because obviously they don't want to see the sales drop too much.
No, I don't think a lot of people would wait for a Windows 8 anyways.
Right.
In all reality.
No. I think you would see some, though. I mean, major buyers or people that are in the technology industry would tell people to, I mean, you would see a lot of articles telling people to wait.
See, and I wouldn't be that person.
No?
Mm-mm. If somebody needed a laptop right now, I would tell them wait for the Ivy Bridge.
Right.
But I wouldn't tell them to, you know, if they said Windows 8 was coming out in September, I wouldn't tell them to wait.
That's still 3 months.
Right.
3.5, depending on when it drops exactly.
Right, say it was September 1st, so 2 months away.
Three. June. So that's two. June.
July, June, August, July, August. September. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I said September, didn't I? I was thinking August. My bad. So, I mean, even if it was 2 months, I would be like, no, it's not. I don't think anyways, I don't think it's worth that much, I guess. The biggest thing for me would be waiting for hardware.
I mean, and really, maybe you would want to buy it before, because then you'd always have the option to restore back to 7 if you hated 8 after all.
True.
So you could always go on that.
That is very true.
But yeah, there's a crap ton of Ivy Bridge. And that's just Ultrabooks. I mean, there's desktops. I saw that, was it Dell or HP released 3 new all-in-ones today?
Yeah, I did read that they had said how many touch screen ones there was going to be, and I want to say there was 10 or 11 of them were touch screen with Ivy Bridge.
Which will be interesting, but I think that would drive me crazy. I mean,
I have already said I don't want a touch screen. Maybe
fingerprints everywhere.
Yeah. When they get, I know they have Gorilla Glass 3.
Yeah.
That they're talking about that's supposed to have something.
2 is coming out soon.
Or it's 2.
Yeah.
That's supposed to have like fingerprint reduction. Yeah. Science supposedly. Built in. That's word on the street.
But who knows?
Who knows, Michael? Nobody knows.
But I think that covers most of our news.
My last one. My last little off-topic ditty. Did you see that the USAF, United States Air Force, put out an app?
Yeah, with all their planes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you check it out? No, I didn't.
I Why thought I about it. Out? Just because I don't know if it was it on Android too.
Yep.
Okay. Then I'm glad I didn't get it.
Why?
I thought about just.
Oh, so you could rub it in? F out of here.
I did see it.
You would do that too, you a-hole.
I instantly thought about you and I was like, huh. And then I forgot about it until you just brought it up just now. Because I saw that you could look at all the planes. Can you look at all they've ever had? Like, is it.
No, it's not current, everything. Well, I could show you quick.
Well, you got the app, obviously. You could show me after the show, probably. We yeah. Don't have to look at it right now.
That's fine. Yeah, that's we can fine. Just we can just keep on talking. But it's really cool. So it's called Tech Hanger. The one thing that kind of pisses me off is they have stupid sounds built in. So, like, you can be like, it's like.
It's like a robot moving the.
I know, and it's like, oh,
cause,
really?
Because that's how they move the planes around in the hangar, right? It's a robot arm reaches out and grabs them.
No, it just pissed me off. I'm like, seriously? Because I was at work when I downloaded it, and I'm like, ah.
You're like, this is the greatest thing ever.
But it's really cool. So yeah, it's got.
Is there
it's
like 100 planes?
I don't know how many planes are in it, honestly, but it's got sections like there's fighter planes, recon planes, helicopters, and then there's tons. Of info like images, videos, then there's
the
like
Air Force,
fact section.
You said the Air Force is the one that put it out,
it's
right?
The Air Force built it.
That's pretty cool.
So it's very cool. Like if you're a airplane nerd, it's cool app to get.
Right?
Or a terrorist, I guess.
Here's all your info you need to know about our planes.
Right.
I'm just kidding. That's probably public information anyway. They probably didn't put the top secret ones on there, right? So anyway, Randy loves planes.
It's
now
true.
You know.
And then the only other thing that I heard about was hackers had actually broke into Google's reCAPTCHA system. Did you read about that?
Or did you just see the article? I saw the article briefly.
But yeah, like there's been like hacks that have been able to like sort of quote unquote read. So CAPTCHA is like an anti-spam system.
And you have to put in the crazy letters.
Yeah, like you see a picture and it's like all kind of scrambled and you have to type in the letters into a text box. So they figured out how to get into it. And before it. Yeah, the guy that figured out the hack was doing it with 99% success. And before it was like. Right before they were this guy was going to present the hack at some conference, and right before the conference Google patched up the hole, so somebody told them. Yeah,
sucks for him, huh? Probably could have got some money.
Oh, he probably would have got a or lots of recognition,
right?
But
neither here nor there.
Meh.
Right.
Meh. So that was the only other thing I got, really.
So cool.
Yeah. It's a good show. So, yeah, if you want to follow us, you can Where can they follow us at? All over the place.
Social media networks.
We're all over the interwebs.
Google us.
It's true. Ooh, I haven't Googled us in a while.
So we have our Twitter at BleedGeek or twitter.com/BleedGeek. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/BleedGeek. You can follow us on Tumblr, which is bleedgeek.tumblr.com, but that's really only necessary if you use Tumblr because the posts always post to both Facebook and Twitter as well. So it's really not necessary to actually follow us on there. But if you do, go look. Today I put up a cool article about the Avengers.
I didn't read it, but I saw it.
But it's pretty interesting. Some thoughts on the ending. It's a cool take and would be pretty sweet if that's how they set up the second one. So if you've seen it, you should go check that out. You can find that on any of our social media networks I just named because the Tumblr automatically posts to both Twitter
and Facebook. And it's just interesting. I feel like...
Tumblr?
Yeah. Tumblr is a interesting place.
It's like a...
It's like a...
It's like a coal mine you've never been to before.
It's like...
Why would I go to coal mines?
And it's like, not like... Like, the primary content that I see in my stuff is images, really. But it's like, I mean, you can put so whatever you want.
A lot of GIFs on there.
Yeah, a lot of GIFs.
A lot of GIFs.
I like GIFs. GIFs. Graphic...
Image formulas.
Graphic image.
That doesn't even make sense, Mike.
Google it. I'm going to Google it quick. GIF.
Graphic image funkiness. Funky. But yeah, you can always email us if you'd like to get a hold of us if you know the answer to the GIF question at fans@bleedgeek.com. Or you could call us and leave us a voicemail.
We won't tell them. They should email us.
You like that better?
That better. It's kind of a mystery. Or stay tuned next week. We'll tell you what it actually means. Unless you want to Google it. Maybe you should Google it and email it to us.
What if they want to call us?
Or you could call us. 406-79-GEEKS. Or
406-79-4-3-3-5-7.
43557.
Or you could always follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall with two L's.
You could check out the latest movie reviews at our other site, bleedgeek.com/movies.
Follow me on Tumblr.
Follow Crandall on Tumblr.
Crandall.tumblr.com.
Is it Crandall? Not yep. The Crandall?
Nope. Two L's. That's my place.
That's our show.
Thank you for listening. And have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you guys next Thursday at 8 p.m.
I am Mike Earl.
I am Randy Affenorvis.
Have a good night.
Go Google.